And the 2012 elections will be remembered for the pivotal role women voters played in re-electing President Obama, but also in New Hampshire. 2012 will be remembered this year as women swept all the major races. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports.
Late on election night, it was deep into a victory party for Democratic Congresswoman-elect Ann McLean Custer. 54-year-old Richard Longley sized up the mood.
There's a lot of estrogen in the air in New Hampshire.
Longley was noting the significance of New Hampshire's decision to send Custer and fellow Democrat Carol Shea Porter to Congress. They'll join Senators Jean Shaheen and Kelly Ayotte in the nation's first all-female congressional delegation. But another Granite State woman who won Big Tuesday, Governor-elect Maggie Hassan, was quick to stress that putting women in top offices is nothing new in New Hampshire.
We have a history of electing women, and that's partly because we have such a wonderful tradition and culture of citizen participation in all aspects of life.
In 1999, New Hampshire was the first state to have a female governor, Senate president, and Speaker of the House at the same time. In 2008, New Hampshire elected a female majority to its state Senate. Debbie Walsh directs the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. She says this week's sweep in New Hampshire may be the biggest milestone for women in politics since Californians sent Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein to the U.S. Senate in 1992.
Here you have that next big thing, which is a state that's comfortable to be represented by a 100% female delegation.
The women currently in New Hampshire's delegation, Democrat Shaheen and Republican Ayotte, are the only split-party pair of women ever to represent a state in the U.S. Senate. Shaheen is also the first woman ever to be elected both governor and senator. She says New Hampshire's history of female leaders boils down to one thing.
It really speaks to the voters of New Hampshire and their ability to make decisions regardless of gender.
Shaheen is up for re-election in 2014. She emailed supporters about New Hampshire's all-female sweep, closing with a fundraising pitch. Ayotte, meanwhile, noted that one glass ceiling does remain.
We haven't had a woman president yet, but here in New Hampshire it's clear that people are going to judge you based on your qualifications, and that's all we can ask.
New Hampshire was the first state to back a woman in a major party presidential primary, Hillary Clinton, in 2008. Come 2016, any number of women may run for president. Expect New Hampshire to give them a fair shot. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord.
And you're listening to NPR News.